Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Provolis project in Wavell is receiving a $500,000 shot in the arm. Wavell City officials announced Friday that the Golden Leaf Foundation will be providing an additional $500,000 to the project. The city and county are renovating 127 West Columbus Street to provide a new home for the tech firm. It's expected to create more than 200 jobs. City Council tonight will vote on a contract for engineering work for the Lee and Franklin Streets project in downtown. The city hopes to complete the $6.8 million project before the Department of Transportation resurfaces the roadways. North Carolina could become the 30th state in the union to allow constitutional carry of firearms. Senator Danny Britt of Robeson County has co-authored a bill that would do away with the requirement for a concealed carry permit. North Carolina already allows open carry of handguns for legal gun owners. Whether the bill could survive a veto by Governor Josh Stein is unknown. Stein is a vocal opponent of expanding gun rights in the state. Deputies arrested a Riglewood man Friday as part of an ongoing drug enforcement effort in the East End. Shane Lacewell was captured after fleeing a traffic stop. He allegedly tossed a stolen firearm into a wooded area off of Woodyard Road. He was charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver cocaine, maintaining a vehicle for drug activities, possession of a stolen firearm, littering with hazardous waste, and other charges. His bond was set at $15,000. Sheriff Phil Rogers said that this is a continuing effort between Columbus and Bladen counties to deal with the growing drug problems in Riglewood, East Arcadia, and Delco. Two men have been charged after a December shooting in Chaburn. Eugene Scoot Cromartie and Xavier Boss Cromartie were arrested on drug trafficking and firearms charges. It was a coordinated effort by the Chaburn police and the sheriff's office. The victim in the case is still hospitalized, but in serious but stable condition. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A fight between brothers sent one man to jail and another to the hospital on Thursday. Emilio Gutierrez fled from deputies but was captured later on in a field. He allegedly beat and stabbed Jorge Nunez at a home on Birch Park Lane. Now, Gutierrez was also held under no bond on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainer. The North Carolina Pesticide Board announced Friday that it had settled a case against a local crop duster. Hugh Cundiff, a licensed aerial pesticide applicator apprentice for Moore's Aerial Applicators, was fined $1,200. The application was targeted at a farm field here in Columbus County, but it drifted onto a nearby road and residential yard. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is set for February 15th. This is going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. at Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shorts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753 for more information. The weather doesn't feel like it right now, but it's almost baseball season. The Wolfpack Optimist DYB Showcase is March 1st. Registration ends on February 22nd. Contact Jonathan Souls at 910-234-5906 to sign up. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.